Coming from the Caveman Studios in Buffalo, New York, welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Thanks.
Click subscribe and the bell. Do it now!
We're here. We're Rain Girls. Welcome to the podcast. Rain's driving. I always ask people, is there anything you want to talk about? So I got to ask you this question, man. Did you ever kill nobody and somebody?
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and plead the fifth on that, and you can talk to my lawyer, though.
Yeah, so I was asking Rain and stuff, and he's like, yo, I'm not answering that question. I was like, oh, damn. Like, we're not even online yet. And so it worked out pretty good. Right. That's an interesting start to the podcast, man. We're welcome. We're glad to welcome you on, and you're freezing up a little bit.
I did have 30 years in prison, though.
Oh, damn, dude, 30 years? Oh, wow. What'd you do?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
I had a first degree robbery. I had 30 years, and I had a first degree robbery, man. I had 30 years, and I did 12 of them and won some appeals. So, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's good.
No wonder you're a bare knuckle boxer.
I know people who's locked up, man, never coming out. So that's good.
Yeah, Ray's an OG from back in the
day. Yeah.
So is that what got you into fighting?
I'm old now. I'm old now, huh?
Yeah. Is that what got you into fighting?
Yeah. I stepped out and found him, made him 33 years old, and realized, you know, it's a train every day.
Got some 765 internet.
He's coming from West Texas.
Yeah. Well, you cut out a little bit. I know you're being an offer's podcast here on drumming. So you're about to make your bare knuckle debut, huh? What do you
do? Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
You look like it, dude. I kind of Facebook stalked you before this podcast, and like, it was super awesome to
see.
Like, I got my license, man. I'm ready to go. You look so excited to do this. So can you tell us a little bit about what it means to you to be able to jump into this fight?
Man, so like anybody else, I had some losses in MMA. I just took a loss in Kansas City. I'm a striker, you know, I like to strike, but I feel like bare knuckle was my thing the whole time. And, you know, I got this opportunity to go out and make some money, and I'm just trying to head hunt and break skin and, you know, hopefully get some sponsorship and make it pay, you know, cause, I own a business and shit. So I take time away from that to get some sparring in and go hit workouts. And so, you know, it just, it definitely feels like, as far as fights go, my thing. And I've been very competitive at 155. So to drop down to this weight's tough when I work around food all day and shit. So I'm angry, I'm hangry, I'm hungry, I need money, you know. Let's go.
Can you, what was going on with the health department shit? Did someone call the health department on you? Like, what was going on with that shit?
Man, fuck yeah. I got a lot of haters out here, man. You know, if I fucking fire somebody, they're calling the health department to shit on me. Health department came out, gave us a pass, but it's like, yeah, they called the fucking health department on us, said we don't use gloves. There's like 20 boxes of gloves in that motherfucker, dude. But, you know, the people, the people out here love us. So, you know, the fucking chief of police eats breakfast there every day. The mayor was in there last night. You know, it's just some random ass crackhead motherfucker with nothing better to do.
Yeah. You think it was a employee then? Like someone that worked for you?
Yeah. Yeah, a fucking former employee that ain't getting a paycheck no more. You know, it's like I'm not padding your pocket anymore, so fuck me. But yeah, no, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Go get it. Go fucking be ungrateful somewhere else, motherfuckers.
Hey, so, Rain, I see you got some nice tattoos.
Oh yeah. I just got Toe the Line tattooed on my hands.
For this motherfucking
fight.
And I see you got tattoos on the side of your head too.
Yeah. You know, I got a bunch of shit. I got I own a coffee shop and shit. So I got it's Caffeine Fix Coffee in Trinidad, Texas. But I got a little coffee cup, least threatening fucking tattoo. It's got a little heart coming out of it. It's actually a cup of tears for all the people I killed. But yeah, I got a fortune cookie. My late wife, that was for her, whatever. And I just, I'm all fucking tattooed. I got some chips tattooed on me, you know, Lay's potato chips. I stacked chips all summer long one year in Iowa. But yeah, man, I love tattoos.
I like that.
I got secrets tattooed in my lip. You know, you keep them in your fucking mouth and shit, you know.
Man, you're like you could be Ray's best friend, dog.
Yeah.
Ray's all about the secrets. Ray lives that life. I'm impressed to have you on here. So what made you make the switch from MMA to bare knuckle? Why not like Muay Thai or boxing or?
So when I've been doing sparring, I had a training partner that was going into bare knuckle in Wyoming or some shit. And when we have the gloves on, he touches me up. Pro boxing experience and shit. The motherfucker's just touching me. But when we take the gloves off to do the bare knuckle spar, all of my punches are touching his face. Every punch. You know, it's just it's more what I'm used to, you know. I had a lot of penitentiary fights, to be honest, and MMA is cool. I love MMA. I'll probably do some more. Boxing's cool. I've only done one of those. I did World Fighting Championship boxing, cut 26 pounds in 6 days for a fucking 5-0 boxing instructor in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, just some. Took a bunch of dumbass fights where I was fresh off the couch and these motherfuckers were training every day and I cut a bunch of weight to go fight them for $800 or some shit. You know, things that dudes with no management do. But I've always felt like bare knuckle was something I wanted to do. And now I feel like it's something that I was fucking meant to do, you know?
Do you think that you're better because the range is different? There's less gloves, or you think it's because you're tougher, or what do you attribute the being better, like just literally taking the gloves off and like it changes your skill level with the person you're sparring with?
So it's the range, but also it's the lack of protection for the other person. So when I throw a jab, you don't got a glove right there to absorb that jab. And my jab isn't 6 inches wide either. It's, you know, it's an inch and a half, and it's going to slide through and touch your face. And then after that, you know, I got the mean overhands and all that shit. So I see a lot of people catch that overhand, guys just closing their eyes and going in with it. I don't close my fucking eyes. I'm not worried about getting hit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You don't look like a guy that's worried about getting hit.
Nah. I mean, just to be fair.
Oh, damn.
I got a couple silver fronts and a partial, but we ain't gonna talk about all that shit. I ain't worried about getting hit.
Damn. Yeah. How's the mouthpiece fit? Like, with that much teeth missing, does it sit right, or does it move around in your mouth?
Oh, it slides right in, just sits in.
Yeah.
No one even notices the shit, but then I pop it out when shit gets hairy, and then they're like, oh shit, we might have fucked up.
I would definitely think I fucked up if I fought someone that pulled their teeth out like that. Holy shit.
Yeah, most people pop a mouth guard in. I pop my shit out because I ain't worried about it. Motherfuckers take one of my silver fronts, so we might have a problem that goes further than the hands.
Yeah. If are you prepared for the dirty boxing, like the clinch part of bare knuckle?
Yeah.
Your MMA experience helps you with that, or?
Yeah. I've done that. I was in a Valley Judo gym. My first gym ever was a Muay Thai kickboxing gym. So, you know, the clinch work is not a problem. I like the dirty boxing. I've been in plenty of cell fights. It's a lot different than, you know, there's no range in the cell fight. You're in there, you know, fighting for your life or your booty hole or a fucking Top Ramen, you know? So, and you're right here. You're right here with it. You know, there ain't nowhere to go.
Got some love for your shirt there, Ray.
What's up?
Mackenzie Dern loves Ray's shirt. Ray got a something going on. Yeah, looking good. Oh, hey, awesome job. Oh, you got Mickey Mouse. That's awesome. Awesome job, Mackenzie. I love that you girls got together and you showed out at the boxing event today. Great job, man. Awesome for you girls. They had like a big open gym and they had like a bunch of girls got together and boxed out today in our area.
So, nice.
Awesome to see. Well, when are you fighting? When's your fight?
It's April 12th in Tampa.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you? And this is the David Feldman bare knuckle boxing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, PK, the big one, the main event one. Yeah, that's awesome, man. There's a couple other events that, like, not quite the same. You know, like David Feldman is the man.
Yeah, he's top of the most show for bare knuckle fighting.
Did he like your tattoo? Did you show him yet?
Who?
The promoter of the bare knuckle boxing. Did you show him your tattoo?
Nah.
Uh-uh. Oh, man. Ray's going to send it to him. We had the guy that owns bare knuckle boxing. He comes on our podcast quite a bit, too. So, we'll make sure that he gets a picture of your hands. I think he'll love that shit.
That's dope as fuck. Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm going to show this to the camera right before I get loose.
Are you going to have to tape over some of it?
I hope not. That would suck.
Yeah, because don't it tape up to here? Like, right below the knuckle?
Yeah, there might be tape over that bitch. I don't know. I don't need tape.
Dude, you're a psycho. I don't need no tape.
Fuck that. I don't need that shit. It ain't gonna last long anyway. I'm gonna fucking go out there and handle this. This dude I'm fighting, he's a little boxer dude and shit. Come on, man. It's bare knuckle boxing, but this ain't fucking boxing, bro. You're gonna find out. You know what I mean? Me a break.
I love the.
Are you taller than this guy?
What's up?
He didn't hear you, Ray. What'd you say?
Are you taller than? No, I'm saying, are you taller than your opponent?
Yeah.
You should jab.
Yeah, he's 5'6", bro.
Oh shit! Yeah.
You look tall as shit in your pictures.
I'm 5'11". I say 6 foot when I'm talking to girls. So, board of promoters, you know, it's been a long time since I talked to girls. I'm married. My wife, she's got more hands than the dude I'm fighting. And we've been in the bare knuckles before. So, you know,
does she fight too?
Hell no. I mean, she'll fight me over nothing.
They all do that, bro. They all do that. Oh, man.
I like it.
Yeah, we're crazy over here.
Yeah, you keep cutting in and out a little bit. I know it's because you're driving. So, like, if we stop talking, you can't hear us, just wait a second, and then we'll be back and going. You want to shout out your sponsors real quick?
Yeah, for sure. So, Corsicana CrossFit, I'm going to shout my business out every time. It's Caffeine Fix Coffee, Trinidad, Texas. And then Corsicana Jiu-Jitsu also. Mixed Boxing Gym in Waxahachie, Texas.
Did you get it? Right now? Are you still training jiu-jitsu right now?
I stopped a little while ago. I got some rolls in a few days ago, like maybe 2 weeks ago or something, but just light, nothing serious.
Yeah.
What belt are you? I'm a 3-stripe white belt at 5 different gyms across the United States, bro. I never wear the gi long enough to promote.
Ray's been a white belt for like 10 years, dog, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ray, if you ever came to the gym, I belt you, dog. You gotta come, though.
Hey, they stripe me up, and the stripes are on there so long they fall off, so they have to give me some more.
So it just counts as your promotion.
Yeah.
So how long did you fight MMA for? How many fights do you have MMA?
Shit, I think I'm like fucking 3-5 at 170 and a couple kickboxing, a boxing, and then I think I'm 1-0 at 155, maybe 2-0. I'm not sure if one of them was official or not.
Well, if it's a fight, it's official.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? So it doesn't show up when I look it up.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Yeah, sometimes if the commission doesn't report it, it's not always, it doesn't always count, you know? It's a little bit fucked up sometimes the way it works, especially in like some of the other states. Like in New York, you're not allowed to do that, but some states like to get away with it, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I haven't taken training seriously, but I've been taking fights on and off and different shit, doing kickboxing, smokers and everything for about 8 years, 9 years. So
it's about time to turn pro and like really get paid for it too, huh?
Yeah, that was the deal too. I'm like, I'm fucking 41 years old. I turned 40 and I'm like, if I'm even going to take fights, it's got to be for money.
Yeah.
You know, and they were like, all right, catch weight fight at 190 in Houston. And I'm like, how much money? And they're like, we're going to pay for all your medicals and we'll give you $1,500 and hotel and travel. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm coming. So I went down there at 187. My opponent was like 215 by fight time. Stupid.
How did that one go?
I fucking lost. TKO. You know, I walked when I walked out, I came out. You know who Youngstar is?
No.
Man, shout out to Youngstar from the Screwed Up Click in Houston. This dude's a rapper. My cousin represents dudes. His name's Mo Hustle. He's got a bunch of dudes he represents and shit. He's down there with Dope House Records and shit in Houston. And they had a rapper walk out rapping with me and shit. It was fucking tight.
That's pretty dope, dude.
Yeah, it was fucking tight. The city of Houston just named a day after my cousin. His name was Manuel Rodriguez. They call it Mo Hustle Day. I'm like, bro,
nice.
How do you rate, you know?
how come you didn't have him managing you, getting you like better fights, man? Jesus.
I got good management, bro. Carlos Leon's my manager and shit. He does his thing, bro.
Yeah, for sure. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they've been like, we've been in contact with them. They get you guys on the podcast. They help us get you guys out there. this is a very good management firm. But you were talking about how you didn't have management earlier in your career. I was like, man, where's that guy then?
He didn't. He never knew shit about fights, bro. He's just a music producer and shit.
Yeah.
He should have been doing it. It's, you know, it's the same thing, except, really, you know, except if you fuck up a contract, the dude might punch your face, and maybe that's why you didn't do it.
Oh, man. That is pretty badass. Are you getting paid pretty well for this fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day, one of my coaches said he got like $500,000 for a bare knuckle fight. Yeah. And I'm just like over here getting a couple thousand, but I feel like it's a good stepping stone. If I go out and shit on this dude out here, maybe the thousands will go up and then a couple fights from now, a zero gets added to some shit, we're good.
Yeah. It doesn't take long, dude. If you're exciting and you really rack it up, that's like the place to be, man. Like, you can really go far. It's got a great following. It's really easy to go up through levels. And you have the look, dude. Like, you really do have the look of, like, someone, man, I'd be scared to fight. I'd look across from you and I'd be like, oh, shit, man. And not only that, dude, you fight guys 40 pounds heavier than you. That's pretty not right.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
I don't know if any of our fans are watching, but you have like a very striking resemblance to Nick Dodge if you had no tattoos. Like Nick Dodge is like an Air Force guy, but you look kind of just like him. He's like a crazy dude too, and I fought him for a title once. He's a pretty tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't smile like that though.
Nah, I'm a little bit off, but it's good. I'll get back on.
No, don't get back on. It'd be bad for your career, I think.
I'm saying after the fight, I get back on for a couple weeks. Unless they want to throw me another one real quick, I'll take a couple. But I definitely don't want to be a dude that's like 0-5. I've seen some dudes 0-5 and shit in the thing. And I'm like, man, what the fuck are these dudes doing? They're in their fucking set up as punching bags and shit or what?
Yeah, like, man, some guys just go in there for that check, dude, and they're not looking to get hurt or looking to take a beating, you know? Couple shots, they go down, and then that's it for them. Shannon Hodgson, Coach K, man, I can beat you up. You ain't got me at all, Shannon. You're a little girl. I'll wrap you up like a pretzel. Oh, man. Is that your place?
That's my shop, yeah.
Hell yeah. Guys, if you're in the Texas area, make sure. Oh, man, that's cool, man.
I'm on a fight podcast right now. We got deliveries ready? Okay. Tired.
Man, that's a cool play. I like the posters.
Yeah, bro. We really, I thank you guys. I appreciate you. All right. Yeah, bro. I mean, we're copy. Hey, you know who, obviously you know who, but Ronda Rousey's brother is my copy roaster.
Wow. Dude, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, his name's Jeff Rousey. He has the Rousey Roasting Company in it's north of Seattle a little bit. He sent me this machine and told me start paying him money.
Or he's gonna copy internet.
And then he tells me I don't owe him nothing.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Come on, bro.
That's what's up. Yo, if I was right there right now, I'd get me a latte.
A latte, yeah, man. I mean, we got burgers. We sell pizzas in here.
Ooh, nah, that's my talk right there. Come on.
I mean, we get to. I mean, we're in here. You know what I mean? We're in here. We're doing it all. But yeah, man, I hired a bunch of people so that I'd have employees here. When I go drive over, I'm driving over for this fight.
Uh-huh. But, how tough is it to run a business and train? Like, man, like, it's not only it's a business, it's like a food business. You got to be there, like, all the time, right?
It's hard. It's hard, especially with a coffee shop because, you know, I got to ride up in here at 4 in the morning sometimes, you know?
Yeah, to open up for morning shift.
That's so, I'll go get it in at night, even after working. You know, some days I've worked from 4:45 a.m. until 9 at night, and then went and trained at a boxing gym an hour from my house. By the time I get home, I like lay down for 3 hours and then go back to work. So if I have people working, it's good. But if I don't, like right now, I got people, you know, I got people working, but sometimes it ain't like that, you know?
Man, what's it like when no one shows up and like, you're supposed to train, you gotta be like, oh shit, man, I can't, I gotta go cover my place.
Yeah, you know, like, that's what it is too. I get home and run wind sprints and I'm mad, but I feel like, you know?
Yeah, get like a little workout room there, dude.
Well, I tell all the dudes that work for me too, if you don't show up to work, you're not at risk of being fired. You're at risk of being fired upon. Hey, this dude over here, Kobe, he told me he'd slap me earlier. Look at him. He's young. He's 15 or something. He's big,
Kobe,
dog.
Be smacking people. What's up, dog?
Hey, this motherfucker works hard, though. He works hard.
You're going to have to set up a ring outside, man, and some bags in there.
Yeah. I put the gloves on earlier, but.
They like 5 minutes late for work, put them in the ring and work out with them.
Hey, one of my employees in Missouri, I had a place in Missouri, in Kirksville, Missouri, right? One of my employees over there was like, oh, I used to box in New York. And I'm like, yeah, sure you did. And and then I was like, I'll get you a kickboxing match. Let's go. And he said, all right, boss. All right. Got him a kickboxing match. His name's Roberto Godru. And he won, but he never fought again after that. But he trained with me and then he went and got that win. And it was cool, you know, just to have him be an employee at my shop and then go get a fight like that. kind of called his bluff on it, though. He was like, I used to box and did you compete? No, you never competed. You didn't used to box, motherfucker. You hung out in boxing gym. Come on.
It's funny when you call him out. What's the best thing on your menu?
Oh man, I mean you have to ask somebody else. I like the burger. We got a tenderloin sandwich. This thing that's big in the middle.
Oh yeah.
It's like the size of a football, you know, it's just but probably there's my wife right there.
Oh man. Hey, we're shaking. Nice to meet you. She's like, no, just give me off.
Yeah, don't play that shit.
Careful, she's gonna come take your teeth out while you're sleeping.
She'd be trying to take pictures of me with the mount sometimes when I'm, you know, at the house or whatever, and post them on her. I'm like, don't be doing me like that. It's cool for this, but for that, it's not so cool.
Yeah, it was funny, man.
What's
it like being you, dude? I can't imagine. Like your life, like you're this crazy dude. You got a coffee shop, and you're about to bare knuckle box. Like, what kind of person are you, man? This is crazy, like,
bro. I tell you what, I got out of the joint with $40 in my pocket. $40, right? No real family support or nothing. I'm gonna show you guys right here. I'm gonna go in my thing, my Clover system. So the last 30 days is coming up. It's real slow. Let's see. The last 30.
Damn, Don.
So that's the last 30 days. So we've grown 7.5% a month for the last 5 months, except for last month we grew 22.5%. And I gotta tell you, man, it's like the people that come in here, they're like good people and they support us, you know. So you see the same people a lot, even though we're on a main highway. It's like the people that come in here are more or less friends than they are the customers. Every once in a while, you know, you hit random people that you're never gonna see again, but the people, they like the stuff we serve. They come back and get it when they can afford to. And, you know, it's cool. So I'm a nice guy all day long. And then, you know, I also like to punch somebody in the fucking face. So
I can imagine, like, it builds up all day long, dude. You're like, you're in a service industry around people. You got to, like, yep, get up. You're not sleeping. Like, it's the perfect recipe for violence.
Yeah. I got 4 kids, too. So, you know.
Damn, you're prolific as well.
Yeah. 7, 7, 3, 2, and a newborn. And so, you know. Yeah.
Damn, a newborn, huh?
But it'd be like.
Do you like Clover better than Square? Is this a better deal?
So I bought my system. It was $1,800. It's paid for. Okay. I like the way it works. But Square is more simplistic. So if I was running a small business that didn't need counter service, I'd pick up the Square. But like, yeah, I got a drive through, so I got this. And I got the full setup on the desk. So I would say yes, I do like the Clover better. There's a lot more, it's a lot more interactive, I guess. Toast is a little bit, I've seen Toast, it's a little bit expensive for what it does, I think. And, you know, just, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I use Square for my business. It's like perfect for what I need, but like, I'm just a gym. So like, I don't have a lot of drive through stuff like you. I don't have a lot of like, you know, just recurring payments and dropping. Yeah. So it's pretty simple.
Yeah. If I was running a gym, I'd use Square for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. Is that gonna be in your future someday? You think you ever run a gym? Like, you're obviously running a successful diner.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I have a buddy who just opened this gym, Aaron Mick, and I ain't known him that long, but you know, he gave me access to his gym, and he's a pro boxer, newly pro boxer, and he wants to do bare knuckle too. I see him, he's got a little build up on a kid's class, and you know, they want to try and rock my promo a little bit to build his gym in that area. And I want to let him, you know, but it's a low overhead business, right? I mean, everything but the insurance. You know, so if you get a good facility, you know, and you're paying like $3,000 a month in rent, and then, you know, another $1,000 a month in insurance, I mean, that kind of changes things a little bit. You gotta have a good women's and children's class to really make that work, right? Because I mean, you can't eat off of fighters. I mean, you can a little bit if you got loyal dudes, but it's a lot tougher if you don't have the kids and the women in there. Cardio, kickboxing.
Yeah, with no kids and no women, you'll be pretty out of luck, man. Like, because around here, you're not even gonna get a facility for $3,000. It's gonna be like $6,000-$7,000. You know, it's not like, it's not that cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
We're in Buffalo, New York. So we're up in New York.
Yeah, I had some dude from New York come in here the other day, talking shit. You know, got a burger from one of my employees and was mad about it. Walked outside, didn't know who I was, and goes, "Hey, look at this fucking burger. Does this burger," you know, New York accent and shit. I go, "Hey, I know you guys are over there yelling out of windows and shit at each other, but over here we handle things. We handle things real civil and all that shit ain't going."
Oh, he must have been from New York City then.
Yeah. I don't know, but he was so happy with the second burger he received. He called me on the phone and was telling me about it later on. So, I mean...
Did he go, "Yo, yo, yo"?
Oh, yeah, it was all that. And he had to be like 60 or something, too. I'm like, "Why are you talking like this, bro?" Yeah, that's cool.
So what part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Seattle, man. I told you before. But I'm in I'm south of Dallas, about an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, did you tell them that Texas is like an open carry state? Like, most people got weapons. That's why we're kind of nice to each other, dog.
That's why it's cool. It's cool to fight and everything. But the reality of the situation is you cannot fight a bullet. It just won't let you. No. Yeah. These dudes, these dudes walk around strapped. There's been a couple dudes here. I was like, what do you need all these guns in your car for? I mean, the dude had two pistols to get to the rifles that were in the back seat. And I mean, the other guy had a shotgun that looked like it was from Call of Duty.
Yeah. I went to Texas once and I was very surprised with how many people had weapons on them. Like, we went out to a couple clubs and everyone was strapped, dude. It was like, I was like, man, what's going on? It's not like that at all in New York. Here, like, you can't really get a carry permit. It's so different.
As a convicted felon, there's a law called CASEL. You can own firearms inside of your home, and your vehicle is an extension of your home.
Nice.
Fuck. I mean, yeah, maybe. maybe nice. I'm gonna fuck around and be at Walmart and run into somebody having a bad day and shit.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, you know.
He's gonna have some real bad days.
Yeah.
All right, so let's when are you fighting again? Let's give us the date and the location. And are you selling tickets or pay-per-view streams?
I'm not selling nothing. I'm selling coffee. But April 12th, Tampa, Florida, BKFC. That's it, you know?
Yeah, they have the online stream. Ray definitely has it. Ray's probably watching tentacle porn right now because that's what he usually does. But Ray has the app, so you can just get the app and you can watch Rain on the in the app when he's fighting April 12th. All the fights will be on there. It's an awesome service. I was hoping you plug it, like, but we'll plug it for you. So it's just an app. What does it cost, Ray, a month?
It's like $6 a month, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's $5.99. You just get the app and they stream all the bare knuckle fights on there. You can go back and see the old ones. It's definitely worth the investment. Help these guys out. Keep the league going, and it helps all the fighters get paid. The more people that watch it, the more money they got, the more the fighters can get paid. And that's always what's
really important. Yeah.
You don't want to have dudes like working from 4:45 in the morning to 9:45 at night and then go train, dude. That's some rough days.
For sure.
All right, before we get out of here, we got to thank our sponsors. Thank you, Integrity Martial Arts, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you. Who else we got, Ray? I know we had
CNC today. Management.
Oh, CNC Management. Yeah, CNC Management for sponsoring this podcast. That's his managers. They got him to fight, getting him some cash. What kind of percentage do they take, man? Are they pretty good or what?
They're decent. They're decent. I ain't going to talk about it, though. That's personal.
Yeah. Cool. No offense. So if you're looking for management from Bare Knuckle, you can seek out Ray, or you can check out CNC. We'll put a link in here when we post this one live. We'll put a link on the bottom so you can get a hold of them. Thank you so much for your time, man. We really, really appreciate you. Dude, good luck with the coffee shop. It looks fucking phenomenal in there, dude. When you came in and you said, oh, man, they're calling the health inspector and shit on me. When you walk through your back and your front, dude, it looks so clean in there. Dude, I'm so impressed by your stuff.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Dude, your knuckle's pretty swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty big. Holy smokes.
Wait, how do you prepare for a bare knuckle fight?
I punch stuff, bro. Nah, I do hit the bag without gloves, though. We do a lot of 20% spar. You know, we do some boxing and shit, but I mean, a lot of drills. Yeah, get the cardio up first, though. Get the diet right, you know. First order of business.
How do you guys keep it at 20%? Because I like to tell my guys, all right, like 40, 50%. And they're letting them fly, dude. So how do you guys keep it down at 20?
So if the knuckles are touching, they better be slapping. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I throw a punch and I'm not pulling it right as it gets there, then that's more than 20%. You know what I'm saying? A couple times, though, I let that 35% slip just because I didn't like a motherfucker. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine it going well when you say 20%. Someone touches someone like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you right back. You know, and then all of a sudden you're going 90% and people are
like, that was 27%. Now I'm going to give you 120% discount, motherfucker.
Yeah, is that how it rolls or are you guys pretty good with it?
Nah, I don't train with anybody that's an asshole that has some kind of ego and shit.
Yeah,
fuck that.
It's so tough. Like, obviously you're sparring with guys that are pro level, so it's a little bit different, but
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, some of those fucking bare knuckle fighter guys are a little bit wild, so you gotta be a
little I've seen some of the fights and been like, holy shit, that dude's way more intense than me. Too bad he's 185. Fuck him.
Yeah, dude, there's some wild dudes, and usually the wild ones aren't really that skilled, but they're wild, man. They make up for it, you know.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. You see a lot of.
Yeah, that you do see a lot of that. You do see a lot of that, man.
I want to throw a lot of that too. You
do match up with super good guys too.
I'm coming in here to die. So give me my money, give me the win, or I'm coming in here to die.
Then you have an express on the way home.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys.
God. One more thing. If you guys are watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe to the channel. Hook us up. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say?
You're good.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, guys. We're going to be back in 15 minutes with the next guy from CNC Management. Sorry, we got to cut you short today, but we got to make sure that we stay on track. Thank you so much for your time, man. Your coffee shop looks like the bomb, dude. Make sure you guys check it out if you're in Texas. Thank you so much for your time. And we're out of here. See you later, guys.
Peace.
Hey, Ray, when you set these up in the future, there's a little tab when you click it, and it allows us to download their side of the feed. So make sure you click on that when you set these ones up, because then when the feed's real shitty, if we have that, we can post it, and it'll clean everything up. So when we repost it,
it'll be great. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that other tab is. And then our podcast will be a lot cleaner when we repost.
Okay.
The live ones we can't do anything about, but then when we repost it, it would have been cleaned up.
All right, then.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Who cares? But well, as long as we get in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. When some guy that's not crazy is on, and we actually want to hear what he said. The dude, Rain is pretty fucking, he's an intense dude. He's out there. Ben's over here making fun of my name.